No, not now.
You're still here, aren't you?
Once you get off the call.
I'm still the payroll, I better show up.
That's right. Purpose of the meeting is simply to indicate to you that with the changes in staff, it's important that you know how we operate. Ken Cole will be assuming all the responsibilities for the next council. Everything is to be done through him. Now, I know that within the cabinet, there are always people, shall we say, in-house arguments that take place and so forth and so on. Cole has my total confidence. Try to work them out, submit them to him. He will be in the speaking game to work them out. If something has to work out with me, it will come, of course, directly to me. And I'll be glad to talk to him in the cabinet in that respect. In the national security field, of course, our system has not changed. Still continue to work on that area. I've had a long talk with Henry and Bill and so forth about that. And the problem of personnel, well, scheduling first, and any things in terms of scheduling, if it's sort of what we call the knick-knack kind of thing, just get a hold of Steve, well, you know, like somebody must come in and his hand kissed or whatever. Much of the time. Get a hold of Steve. If it's a question of long-range scheduling, like will he make a speech next month or will he go to here and there and so forth, Parker's in charge of that. You talk to them directly and then I'll work that out then. So you've got we already, matter of fact, in our transition worked previously, so you've got that. Now, there's one area which Bob Holder has handled previously, which it will be necessary to have some place here in the White House where you can call. The obvious place is obviously is in the budget. If there are major problems, cutting across some of the areas of personnel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that aren't just domestic council and the rest, then it should go through the Bureau of the Budget. And Roy Ash, I will depend upon, is the man who will sort of be the man in charge there. We've also talked about the fact that now that we have made these changes painful but necessary, and I say necessary because the men who made them to the finest men I've ever met agreed that they were necessary. It will be, I think, very useful to have meetings in the cabinet and smaller meetings of cabinet groups from time to time. For example, we'll plan to have a cabinet meet every 2 weeks, as we have been meeting. We'll plan to have on the alternate weeks meetings of the either the National Security Council or the Domestic Council. Now, having said that, it may be we'll have a cabinet meeting maybe two in a week, and we might have a Domestic Council meeting 3 months a month, or well, not once, but more often than say once every other week. And NSC meetings naturally depend upon what the action is at the time, because that is always the case, like with NSC. As Bill and Henry will tell you, we've got a lot on our plate to do right now with the Russians and the Europeans, and not to mention the Latins and a few others coming up. But that's the way it will work. In terms of your own relationships here, the important thing to bear in mind is this. Changes been made, and I know that some of you who are not quite as experienced in this very rugged world of politics and the rest are a little panicky and all the rest. And I say I assume some of you would be and should be. But I've been around this kind of thing before. I remember when Chairman Adams resigned. I mean, when Chairman resigned, as Bill not just like hauling her into these, it's like hauling her open and kissing her and things. Because Sharon, under the Eisenhower system, was it, he was the chief of staff, and he was everything. And it was very hard for the president, President Eisenhower at that time, and very hard for Sharon. But it worked. It worked for one reason only. Because the members of the cabinet at that time, members of the White House staff, instead of issuing, you know, what the normal cabinet of White House staff would do, but this, thank God, is not a normal cabinet of White House staff, vying for power and trying to see who's going to be in next and so forth. Rather than doing that, rather than trying to put more burdens on the president, trying to put less, they said, you know, the president has a big job here. We're going to try to solve these problems. We're not going to carry everything to him. We're not going to go running and panicking. We're going to make a decision every time that we think that one has to be made. Under these circumstances, let me say that this is going to be quite a test of the caliber of the men and women in this campaign. It's a test, not in the sense of how you react to things, because you will all react with great dignity, et cetera. But a test of really how, as you see, we have to make a change, that we make that change without allowing any of the individual differences you may have on various things, put an additional burden on the president at a time that he is in relation to negotiations that are of almost crucial importance to the peace of the world, and the Russians, et cetera, as well as many others, and also some decisions in the domestic field with regard to our crises, others that are going to be enjoyed and quite yet by tomorrow. The most important thing I can say is this, that it's a good team, it's an honest team that's going to go forward. We're going to do this job, we're going to do it well.